Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, and today we're taking a look at the minor prophets of the Old Testament and asking God to speak to us through His Word. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 13 of the Minor Prophets as we are continuing our study of Hosea. Today's title, God's Love is Demonstrated. Franklin Graham once wrote, "No matter what storm you face, you need to know that God loves you. He has not abandoned you." Our text for today is from Hosea chapters 11 and 12. "When Israel was a child, I loved him. And out of Egypt, I called my son. The more they were called, the more they went away. They kept sacrificing to the Baals and burning offerings to idols. Yet it was I who taught Ephraim to walk. I took them up by their arms, but they did not know that I healed them. I led them with cords of kindness, with the bands of love, and I became to them as one who eases the yoke on their jaws, and I bent down to them and fed them. They shall not return to the land of Egypt, but Assyria shall be their king, because they have refused to return to me. The sword shall rage against their cities, consume the bars of their gates, and devour them because of their own counsels. My people are bent on turning away from me, and though they call out to the Most High, he shall not raise them up at all. How can I give you up, O Ephraim? How can I hand you over, O Israel? How can I make you like Admah? How can I treat you like Zeboim? My heart recoils within me. My compassion grows warm and tender. I will not execute my burning anger. I will not again destroy Ephraim, for I am God and not a man, the Holy One in your midst, and I will not come in wrath. They shall go after the Lord. He will roar like a lion. When he roars, his children shall come trembling from the west. They shall come trembling like birds from Egypt and like doves from the land of Assyria. And I will return them to their homes, declares the Lord. Ephraim has surrounded me with lies and the house of Israel with deceit. But Judah still walks with God and is faithful to the Holy One. Ephraim feeds on the wind and pursues the east wind all day long. They multiply falsehood and violence. They make a covenant with Assyria, and oil is carried to Egypt. The Lord has an indictment against Judah and will punish Jacob according to his ways. He will repay him according to his deeds. In the womb, he took his brother by the heel, and in his manhood, he strove with God. He strove with the angel and prevailed. He wept and sought his favor. He met God at Bethel, and there God spoke with us. The Lord, the God of hosts, the Lord is his memorial name. So you, by the help of your God, return, hold fast to love and justice, and wait continually for your God. A merchant in whose hands are false balances, he loves to oppress. Ephraim has said, "Ah, but I'm rich. I have found wealth for myself, and all my labors, they cannot find in me iniquity or sin. I am the Lord your God from the land of Egypt. I will again make you dwell in tents, as in the days of the appointed feast. I spoke to the prophets. It was I who multiplied visions and through the prophets gave parables. If there is iniquity in Gilead, they shall surely come to nothing. In Gilgal, they sacrifice bulls. Their altars also are like stone heaps on the furrows of the field. Jacob fled to the land of Aram. There Israel served for a wife, and for a wife he guarded sheep. By a prophet, the Lord brought Israel up from Egypt, and by a prophet, he was guarded. Ephraim has given bitter provocation. So his Lord will leave his blood guilt on him and will repay him for his disgraceful deeds. Hosea 11 is packed full of illustrations of a later truth found in Romans 5:8. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Not only does God love his children immensely, he continually shows it. Hosea 11 verses 1 through 3 describes the love God has had for Israel from the beginning and calling them out of Egypt. The phrase, "out of Egypt I called my son," is a beautiful picture of what God did for a nation that he loves as if Israel was his own child. Hosea uses multiple phrases to describe how God demonstrated his love to Israel. I loved him. I took them up. I led them with cords of kindness. I bent down to them and fed them. In this chapter, Hosea shifts from the illustration of an unfaithful wife to one of an ungrateful son. God fully demonstrated his love to the nation of Israel, but they completely refused to return to him. Even though Israel continued to be unfaithful, God was patient, loving, and full of mercy. Even though God must punish sin, he would continue to be faithful to his promises to Israel. Hosea 11:8 is a remarkable description of God's loving nature. God said, "My compassion grows warm and tender." When his anger should have boiled over, God's forgiveness and restoration would demonstrate the greatness of his love. While chapter 11 describes God's demonstrated love, Hosea 12 discusses God disciplining his children. Discipline reveals the true love that Father God has for his children Israel. Hosea 12:1 reveals the foundation of Israel's sin. By making a covenant with the Assyrians, Israel was blatantly committing idolatry. Israel was putting its trust in treaties and protection from its enemies rather than God. Scripture likened this to the foolishness of chasing after the wind. In Hosea chapter 12, verses 2 through 6, Hosea uses a history lesson from the life of Jacob to illustrate God's loving discipline. The following verses detail two of the sins Israel has committed. First of all, dishonesty from verse 7 and pride from verse 8. This is followed by a testimony of what God did to warn his people. That's in Hosea 12, verses 10 through 14. God sent prophets, but the people wouldn't listen. They ignored the warning sent by God, and they engaged in even more idolatry. How could their actions not cause God to be angry? Despite everything God did to demonstrate his love, his people continued to put their wickedness on display. Some questions to consider. In what ways has God demonstrated his love for you? How do you respond to the multiple expressions of God's love? And finally, what does Israel's action say about their love for God? Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.